This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
You know, I've said before that, you know, many years ago when Trump said the media is the enemy of the people, I thought that was ridiculous. How can you say something like that? And then the Brett Kavanaugh hearings happened, and Covington Catholic, and the list goes on and on. And by the way, it's not like I was not aware of media bias before 2018 or 2016. I was very aware of it. I've covered it on my radio shows for three decades. But I also believe in journalism. At least I thought I believed in journalism until I found out what, you know, modern day journalism is really about. And even the way it's stunning to me. There's a guy that he came into the KLMU, the Channel 8 newsroom in Columbia, which is owned by the university and it's run by students. And I was one of the anchors and reporters. It was a guy, and I still am friends with him. I saw him a few months ago. Stacey Wolfel was one of the big shots at Channel 8. And he's retired now, but he's posting on Facebook all the time. And most of the articles, I got to pay for them, and I'm not going to pay for it. I see the headlines. But most of them are defending the behavior of the legacy media and how they're conducting their job, which is outrageous to me that that's what modern journalism has become. And as I've told you before, and we kind of did this in the last segment, sometimes it's just omitting, you know, like the Charlottesville example is the best, the very fine people. That is probably the Hall of Fame example from the last 10 years, because that was misrepresented time and time again. And not only was it misrepresented, it was kind of like when Cori Bush was in office and she would say to the Post-Dispatch or the Washington Post or reporters how black kids are getting killed by cops all the time, when in fact there was no truth to that whatsoever, but she was never challenged on it. Never challenged on it. That's modern day journalism. You let the person just say whatever they want. You don't ask them any questions. So I come along this list, and I think this is going to be a little fun. Matt Kittle has joined us. He's the senior elections correspondent for The Federalist. He put together a list of the top 25 lies of 2025, certainly enabled by the legacy media. Matt, how are you? Happy New Year. Welcome to 97.1 FM Talk in St. Louis.
I am well, thank you, and Happy New Year to you and to your listeners.
Here is one that tops the list, and this is one of my favorites. We're still trying to figure out what's going to happen with the Maryland father.
The Supreme Court orders the Trump administration to return the Maryland father, who was mistakenly deported to El Salvador's notorious prison.
The Maryland father.
The Maryland father.
The Maryland father.
He will not return the Maryland father.
Maryland father.
The Trump administration
goes on and on. Matt, you're familiar with that story. That kind of tops your list, and how could it not, right?
No doubt. It is number one of the top 25 liberal lies of 2025. And you say, well, why'd you go with 25? Why'd you go with the top 10 list or something like that, per usual? We had to narrow these lies down because we had hundreds of lies from the accomplished leftist media and, of course, the liberals, the Democrat party that has been taken over, commandeered by the Marxist leftists. But the Maryland man, the Maryland father, was at the top of the list. And it also really was at the top of the list of another whole series of lies, which were the lies regarding the Department of Homeland Security and the Trump administration's attempt to clean up the auto pen President Joe Biden's massive flooding of illegal immigrants into this country. But again, the Maryland man, this is a guy, you know, who was arrested in 2019 with rolls of cash and drugs. He was hanging out with members of the MS-13 gang. There's a restraining order that was filed against Kilmar Abrego Garcia by his wife. She had said he was physically abusing her. This, and then you had a dope like Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen going to the prison where he was temporarily staying, Kilmar Abrego Garcia, before the judges in the lower district courts released him from that custody. But yeah, it just shameless liars up and down with this story.
So on the media bias front, and I just did kind of a segment on some of the nonsense that's happening out there even right now, and you've seen it in the last couple of days with the Maduro situation. But one of my favorite stories, and this is where I, you know, if I have friends that I know are either in the middle or the left and they're on my side and they may have some questions about the media, I always say, look, don't take my word for it. Go to the guy who worked at NPR, Yuri Berliner, and see what he had to say about the bias. And one of the most entertaining parts of 2025 was seeing NPR's Catherine Marr go up to, you know, Capitol Hill and have to try to answer questions about their bias, still insisting that there was no bias when it's pretty clear that that's all they do at NPR is bias.
No doubt about it. And you had a lawmaker who really called her out before Congress, asked her over and over again, so you didn't say this about your leftist point of view. You didn't say this about how much you hate Donald Trump and your Trump derangement syndrome. And then over and over again, he would put up the tweets on that.
Yeah.
Of course, that was Representative Brandon Gill from Congressman from Texas. And I mean, she got caught in it. But you know what? The bigger lie than all of that, because anybody who is paying any attention, who's paid attention for a long time, knew that NPR and knows that NPR is biased. And same with the public broadcasting system. But what was really weird about it is they kept telling us, we don't really get that much taxpayer money. We don't need it. Then when it was taken away from them,
yeah, then they complained,
the
right?
To cry poverty.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Of course. No, there's it's unbelievable the way that they get away with some of this stuff. And you know, I know that you you highlighted a couple. Sometimes it's this editing that, you know, misrepresents the context of a soundbite or a quote. The BBC got caught in this particular situation a little while ago in 2025, didn't they?
They sure did. And this was a lie that dates back a number of years. And we're coming up on the anniversary of the January 6, 2021 riots. Not insurrection, not attempt to overthrow the government.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent,
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to Plansmore, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This was a demonstration that was truly mostly peaceful until some in the crowd made it extremely disorderly. But the BBC is now being sued by President Donald Trump for $10 billion because it absolutely lied in a documentary that it produced, saying that Trump was at the Capitol trying to to push these people into violence and overthrowing the government. They took out the important part about him saying protest peacefully. But you know what? The BBC wasn't alone in that. We saw that over and over again from, U.S. corporate media, accomplice media. And we certainly saw that played to the hilt in the show trial that was the January 6th committee.
One of the other things that really stands out, I think, for media lies in 2025 that you highlighted was everything, I mean, maybe nearly everything related to ICE. And there were all these reports that would come out about, look at what ICE is doing, or there's a raid at the Home Depot, most of which, none of it was true. Maybe there was some staging nearby, but the media couldn't wait to lie about what was happening in those situations. And you have mayors in cities like Chicago, Brandon Johnson and others. We even had a story. Did you see the story today about Hilton Hotels?
Yes.
So basically saying that if you're now this Hilton's disassociating itself, I guess, with this franchisee, but somebody writing back to members of the government, we will not allow ICE or anyone with immigration control to stay at our hotels. Right. So all these things. Now, will that be reported on by other outlets outside of conservative media? Probably not. Right.
No, yeah. Because remember, this is the same media that told you over and over again that the drug smugglers out in the middle of the Caribbean Ocean, Caribbean Sea, were shipwrecked sailors.
How could we forget that
military
one? That's right.
Them.
Yeah, just like Gilligan's Island. That's what that was like, right?
That's right.
It was like the SS Middle. They were just lost at sea. Yeah. Oh, I don't know how you. Here's. I'm going to congratulate you on this because I don't know how you narrowed it to just 25, right?
No, you're absolutely right. This was difficult. And remember now, I wrote this piece right around Christmas time. Think about all of the lies that have happened at the end of the year. I mean, I didn't even really touch upon the Somali welfare daycare fraud scandal. You know, at that time, we didn't know that Tim Walz, good old Governor Tampon Tim Walz of Minnesota, was going to basically be forced to leave his reelection run. But this is a guy who, is going to be called before Congress, and there needs to be some accountability for him. I mean, that's a story. What's happening in the wake of the Maduro, the arrest there? All that we're seeing from the leftist accomplice media, there are many more lies that came from the end of the year that will come into 2020.
But Matt, do you have any optimism? And I'm mixed on this. I really am. I love that Barry Weiss is, shaking things up seemingly at CBS News. There's a lot of shaking up that needs to be done. Do you have optimism that some of this stuff is going to start to be kept in better check?
No, I have no optimism at that.
I don't
whatsoever.
Think I do either.
I will tell you this quickly. I was part of an investigative team at the Federalist. We won the Dow Award. I'm very proud of that in November. And that was for our coverage of the Russia collusion hoax. But I think about how much time went into that. And how much work over the years. And you have the New York Times and the Washington Post, places where Barry Weiss used to work, that got Pulitzers for perpetuating that lie.
Yeah.
And that's just one thing. Now we're coming up on 2026, critical midterms. You can absolutely expect and count on the corporate accomplice media to do everything we've been talking about to either hide the truth, omit the truth, or just tell bold-faced lies because they want Trump out more than anything. And they can't get him in 26, but they can get him if they win the House, and if they have a chance to win the Senate, they'll do that too.
Well, here's a good one from, I highlighted this earlier on the show. This is local journalism about the Venezuela thing. So here's an anchor intro to a reporter a couple of nights ago.
Tonight, many Venezuelans continue to celebrate the dictator's ousting, while detractors of President Trump continue to call the raid illegal.
5 on Your Side's Melody Johnson is live on the Tam Avenue overpass, which was packed with protesters hours ago.
Matt, packed with protesters. You want to guess how many protesters were there? Take a stab. Just take a stab.
Yeah,
pick a number.
I'm gonna say a relative handful.
12.
Were they able
12
to get
or 13.
80 people?
Yeah, no. 12 or 13 people on the bridge. But it was packed with protesters, and they go out and they do that crappy journalism. Unbelievable. Yeah. So local journalism sucks too. Matt Kittle, great to have you on. Thanks for the list. Happy New Year. Appreciate it.
You too.
All right, take
you
care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,